Z, January 2016. 1. A pane of glass breaks in Bill Hodges' pants pocket. This is followed by a jubilant chorus of boys shouting, "That's a home run!" Hodges winces and jumps in his seat. Dr. Stamos is part of a four-doctor cabal, and the waiting room is full this Monday morning. Everyone turns to look at him. Hodges feels his face grow warm. "Sorry," he says to the room at large. "Text message." "And a very loud one," remarks an old lady with thinning white hair and beagle dewlaps. She makes Hodges feel like a kid and he's pushing 70. She's hip to cell phone etiquette, though.
"You should lower the volume in public places like this, or mute your phone entirely."
"Absolutely, absolutely." The old lady goes back to her paperback. It's 50 Shades of Grey and not her first trip through it from the battered look of the thing. Hodges drags his iPhone out of his pocket. The text is from Pete Huntley, his old partner when Hodges was on the cops. Pete is now on the verge of pulling the pin himself, hard to believe, but true. End of watch is what they call it. But Hodges himself has found it impossible to give up watching. He now runs a little two-person firm called Finders Keepers. He calls himself an independent skip tracer because he got into a little trouble a few years back and can't qualify for a private investigator's license. In this city, you have to be bonded. But a PI is what he is, at least some of the time. "Call me Kermit, ASAP, important." Kermit is Hodges' actual first name, but he goes by the middle one with most people. It keeps the frog jokes to a minimum. Pete makes a practice of using it, though, finds it hilarious. Hodges considers just pocketing the phone again, after muting it, if he can find his way to the Do Not Disturb control. He'll be called into Dr. Stamos's office at any minute, and he wants to get their conference over with. Like most elderly guys he knows, he doesn't like doctor's offices. He's always afraid they're going to find not just something wrong, but something really wrong. Besides, it's not like he doesn't know what his ex-partner wants to talk about. Pete's big retirement bash next month. It's going to be at the Raintree Inn out by the airport. Same place where Hodges' party took place, but this time he intends to drink a lot less. Maybe not at all. He had trouble with booze when he was active police. It was